near the end of February. Dang, we're gonna, this is the last show in February because we only got 28 days
Ding.
In this dog. Yeah, so we'll be in March next time we talk to you.
And but, it's just it's not even a leap year, so right. We only get 28 days.
28 of them, is that it? Yeah. Speaking of that, that first weekend in March, I'm going to be with Chaz, and we're going to be out on a lake here in the greater Grand Rapids area called Reed's Lake, and we're going to bring 50 Boy Scouts ice fishing.
Oh.
And I'm the hot dog man.
So they might be Girl Scouts instead of Boy Scouts now because they have to let girls in.
Well, they're
because it's the Boy Scouts.
Right.
Now, that's so smart.
Right. But anyway, so I'll be doing some dogs on the ice. Looking forward to that in that first weekend in March. But anyway, right now we're still talking about comfort food. And can you really do stew on the grill?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you have a Cajun grill. And you're going to be able to get those in Michigan because they're opening up distribution up here. And that's our friends down at the Percy Guidry Company, T. Gidd.
Mm-hmm.
He's
You've
one
heard
of our
before.
Board of directors. Yeah. The Cajun Grill has all sorts of new products rolling out. But basically, it's a grill. It's a charcoal grill. On one side, the grate comes up, and it holds a pot holder. You can put a wok or a Dutch oven in it.
It's kind of a metal ring that you can set a pot in.
It's a metal plate, yeah, with a big hole in the middle. And it's you don't even have to have that. If your grill is tall enough or if you have adjustable racks, you can put your pot of stew in there and shut the lid and let that savory flavor absorb into it, like we do with our chili for the cook-off.
Right.
Was a secret. Now it's not.
Right. But, yeah, we put a lot of smoke on that. And believe it or not, a liquid will catch a lot of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't bounce off the surface. It absorbs in.
So, like for stew, I like to use chuck roast.
Me too.
So I don't buy stew meat. That's crazy because you don't know what it is. It's a mystery meat. It's kangaroo or something, which is actually good. But to take a chuck roke and take a chuck roast, or a chuck roke, sear it on your grill, and then smoke it for a couple hours. And then take it off, cool it, bust it up. In the meantime, you get your gravy and your chopped up potatoes, carrots, whatever you like putting into it. You got to have the Holy Trinity.
Sweet onion.
Onion, celery, and carrots.
Right.
And then some potatoes and whatever spices you like. And, you know, if you need a broth, just a big jug of beef broth is good to use.
Because mm-hmm.
you're going to be on the grill. You're not going to have any good drippings out of a pan, right?
Right.
To make a roux. So smoke that chuck roast a couple hours, grill it, and then smoke it, or however you want to do it. And take that and chop it up, trim as much fat off it as you can, throw it in that pot, and then throw it on the grill for an hour and a half, and let, you know, keep adding a little bit of smoke
back,
to it.
Drink a couple beers.
Yeah, keep adding a little bit of smoke to it.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, that's how we do it at Deer Camp. Actually, I make it in advance at Deer Camp, and I put it on a tripod over the fire.
Hanging there, yeah.
It just hangs there.
Yep.
You get a little ash in it. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
But it picks,
fiber, man.
It picks up
fiber.
That smoke.
Right.
I used to make it at Deer Camp, but we have such a dinky little trailer. The kitchen was pathetic.
Right.
So,
got to do something
and
outside.
It's so cold by the time we're up there that I don't really care to do an outdoor kitchen when my hands are frozen.
Right. You know, this time of year, I really enjoy my cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're a Dutch oven guy. The second
same
time
thing.
I said it.
Same thing.
But it's the same thing without a lid.
Yep.
Right? And
Well, you actually have one now, don't you?
I have a Dutch oven or a skillet.
Both.
Yes. Yes, I do. I purport not to use the Dutch oven in public conversation with you, but once in a while I do use it.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't patent it.
Right. But anyway, the skillet is a wonderful tool because it heats up evenly across the skillet. If your burner's in the center, the outside is equally as hot as that center because the heat dissipates.
What size skillet? What's your go-to skillet?
I got a 10-inch just because it's Michelle and I.
Yeah.
Right? But you bought me, I think, an 18.
I thought so.
Yeah, and it's heavy,
yeah.
Right? And it's a double burner deal, right? If I use it, it doesn't have to be. But my point is when I'm just making meal for the two of us, I did one this week that was really good, and I started out with some raw kielbasa.
Oh.
Okay. And Sobey was in last week. If you tuned into the show,
oh,
Tim
so you
Sobey
got free meat.
Sobey. I didn't
while
get free meat.
Away.
I went over there and got it after I talked to him. But anyway, you get that kielbasa and I put it in that pan and and cut it up in probably like 8-inch chunks, right, to cook it, because
okay,
I like
so
it in
the
casing.
You got
the
stuff in the casing, yeah.
Right, I like it in the casing still. Roll it a few times and get it browned on the outside. And then I took it out and cut it, okay, into little medallions about, maybe a 1/2 inch thick and, you know, just rounds, right? Put them back in there and then start putting the rest of the ingredients in. And I made it with a rice. And so I put the water and the rice in, let that get cooking, and then start adding in.
Oh,
the
knowing
red
you, you probably put kale in there.
Kale is not my friend. But I did put some broccoli in, some red peppers, a little bit of onion. And by the time that cooked up, the oil from the sausage, or the kielbasa rather, was absorbed in, so it was a great flavor. A little bit of chicken broth to make sure that the rice had enough moisture.
Right.
But easy, one dish. And I did it on the...
So if you're doing rice, then you must have covered it.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And I just...
Because you have to cover it.
Right, yeah, to get the rice to cook down, yep.
So if you're doing that and you're adding broccoli and vegetables, do you let your rice get halfway cooked before you add your vegetables?
Absolutely. You're spot on, because your vegetables will be broken down.
They'll be mush.
Yeah, on that time. Yeah. But anyway, it's just red bell pepper and broccoli, a real pretty dish, right, with the white and red green and the sausage in there. And it's just
sounds good.
Really tasty.
Red green.
Yeah. Right. I knew that guy.
That's good stuff. You see, you duct tape the lid on.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how much time we got here, Mr. Producer, but I think there's 3 or 4 minutes.
Right. So you want to come up with another recipe, right? Is that where we're at, or at least another?
I'm thinking it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Law was inspired by my recent trip down south, and it's because I never realized how many Air Force bases were in Florida.
Yeah,
there was military, Air Force, and Navy everywhere, and so I saw a lot of troops and had some nice conversations with GIs and vets. But I saw this one, and it kind of, I don't know, just hit home. No man shall wear a beret unless it's for his military service.
Sure, exactly. At least not in...
That's a conversation that's going around right now. They're not getting enough troops in the military, so they're thinking about, you know, trying to reactivate the draft because they just can't get the quality people. There's so many jobs available now in the market that, you know, people are upgrading jobs, and the military job just doesn't look as attractive anymore. I would tell you that the draft would be the greatest thing we could do. That way everybody would be urged to give themselves a little bit to the country.
Provide a little service to the country?
Yeah.
Yeah, old guys
it'll
like change. You and me are out, but,
it'll change.
You know, it's interesting that it's not a wartime. I mean, we have conflicts everywhere, but it's
always wartime.
And so it would be maybe a good time for something like that. You know, you don't want to let your meatloaf. If you're doing that, it's hard work, and I want to talk a little bit about meatloaf here on the grill.
I don't even know what you're talking
right.
about.
You can do a meatloaf on the grill.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, with a meatloaf in the oven, you put it in a pan, and generally a lot of the grease renders off,
right.
and it stays in the pan.
Right.
When you do this on the grill, I put it on a flat pan with a little edge so that the grease doesn't hit my fire.
Oh.
Right? Because you will get flare-ups as ground meat renders. It always has some fat in it, usually. Yeah. I mean, and
so you're creating a grease bomb then is what you're doing.
Well, I'm trying to
you're getting all that beef fat right next to a flame.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I put it in a little flat like cake pan
something,
right?
That's cool.
To hold that up. But the smoky flavor.
If you do catch on fire, don't throw water on it.
Right. Yeah. Great tip from the grilling guy right there. But
so when I do those, I put them, I've told you before, though, on a pizza stone. And what that does, it allows the grease to run off a little at a time. And it does tend to flare up a little bit. But it's on the edge of that pizza stone. It doesn't get anywhere near your meat.
Right.
So that's another way to do it.
Right.
If
it's still going to render.
Room,
you're still going to have
it'll
juice.
Render.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know.
I love meatloaf.
You know what? I do too. And that's a comfort food. That's what I was just thinking. Is like, man, just a big
dude. You know what I did right before we left on vacation? I made some meatballs. Ooh. I found some Bob Evans breakfast sausage thawed out in the fridge because we buy a lot of stuff and freeze it. And I grabbed one of my pound and a half packs of ground beef, and I just made up a bunch of meatballs.
Combined the two. Yeah.
That's comfort food, man.
Right.
I could like plop those in my mouth all day long.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to stuff your belly with a little stuffed pork chop. Stick with us.
Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide going to reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my